Where in the Bible will I find the name that God's people are to wear? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. It is often thoughtlessly said, there is nothing in a name. But nobody really believes this. When next you hear this said, inform the person so saying that hereafter you will address him as the devil. Notice how quickly bitter resentment rises. If there is nothing in a name, why is not the name the devil as good as any? Various religious titles are used today, not one of which may be found in the Bible. Is it not strange that some people prefer to be called by some human name rather than the one found in God's Word? The disciples were called Christians first in Antioch, Acts 11:26. Those people not only claimed to be Christians, they were called by that name. Peter the Apostle wrote, "If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." 1 Peter 4:16. Paul sought to make Agrippa a Christian, no more, no less, Acts 26:28. Should this not be enough for us today? The name Christian is the divine name ordained of God that His people should wear. Isaiah the prophet wrote that a new name would be given to the Lord's people. It was to be given only after the Gentiles were invited to become partakers of salvation through Christ. Isaiah 62:2 and 65:15. It could not have appeared before Acts 10 when the Gentiles were recognized as being heirs of salvation. Is it not significant that in the chapter immediately following, in Acts 11:26, that the new name, the name Christian, was given? No other name, however ancient, honorable, or distinguished, can meet the demands of the inspired prophet. It pleased God to call His people Christians in the apostolic age, and that which pleased Him then must undoubtedly meet His approval today. Let it never be forgotten that we glorify God only when we wear the name Christian. No more, no less. The church is the bride of Christ. She must wear the husband's name.